Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
That's right. Dr. Drew here with
David Alan Greer.
Oh, my God. Turn my head.
I'm in the eggnog, honey buns. I'm getting all liquored up for Kwanzaa. Yeah. Can't wait. Dr. Drew, you're the most beautiful man I've ever seen
Thank
in my
you,
life. I'm dialing back on the emotion today.
That's good. It's nice.
Oh, geez. The holidays bring out the worst in us, don't they?
It's good. It's good, though. I love to see you like this. You celebrate Kwanzaa and Christmas.
Yes.
And Chrismica.
Chrismacra, or whatever. I've been protesting in front of Walmart all day, you know, because they're trying to shut down Christmas. How dare
really?
They? Don't you say happy holiday to me, mister.
Ah.
Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes. No happy holiday. Merry
so
Christmas.
Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. If you'd like to share the spirit of the holidays with Mr. Greer.
Heck yeah.
So what are you up to these days?
Well, I'm kicking it, you know. I was just telling you off the air, I just signed to do a new show.
Show?
New talk show, talk and comedy for Fox.
I am so excited for you about that.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. So we start the new year. But first, you got to go home. Got to go home and visit the folks.
Here in Loveline.
Yes. Yes. Of course. Well, you know.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Of
You're
of
our
course.
Favorite guest.
I love Loveline. No, I'm saying the holidays coming up.
You're going to go home.
Oh, of course. Of course.
But now your parents are separated.
They are. So Mom gets my love this year. She hasn't been feeling well, so I have to go and mostly listen.
Do you normally visit one than the other? It's one of those weird things where, we got to go. It's 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
I got to go.
Well, my dad lives down the coast, so usually I'll go.
Here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like
right
San Diego?
Outside of San Diego.
And where's your mom?
She's in Detroit, and all my cousins and everybody. Gee. Yeah, everybody's back there. So my brother and I, we've been traveling a lot to visit mom and shovel snow and listen.
Is she sick?
A lot of listening. She hasn't been feeling well. She's doing much better now.
Mm-hmm. Anything I'm. Understand or help with? Or
she had a stroke, man.
No kidding. Is she able to take care of herself and stuff?
Yeah, she's cool. Like she said, son, it's me, your mother. I woke up. I have a little trouble walking. But then she talked for like an hour and a half.
This was the morning of the stroke or after she was
She called
recovered?
Me and I was on my way to a gig and I was calling her and you know, en route. And she talked and talked and I was like, well, what could this possibly be? She's talking for an hour and a half. And I was like, Mom, you have to go to the hospital. So finally she went and everything was fine.
Yeah, strokes, they don't feel a thing.
Yeah.
They feel like, I was standing in the airport one time and this guy was standing there. He starts leaning to one side. And,
really?
And down he goes. He goes, oh, no. I don't know what that was. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Whole left side's out.
He's but like, I bet he didn't know it, though.
He had no idea.
Yeah, he didn't.
It's called...
Dr. Drew. Okay, both sides are working.
It's called anosognosia.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about anosognosia, but let's say somebody face!
All right, this is Ashley, 22. You're on with David Greer, Ashley.
23.
22.
Can I see the screen, please?
No.
Why are you trying to shut me down?
Because I wanted to surprise you.
It's because I'm black, isn't it?
I don't want to say it.
Ashley, what's cracking, honey?
Not much.
All right, then.
She's Miss Energy tonight.
Yes. What's going on?
Well, I was wondering if I was unusual because I have orgasms through anal sex as well as oral
God.
Sex.
God bless you. You are unusual, my dear. You are one of God's chosen few.
Obsessed with anal sex.
That's is there anything unusual about you otherwise, other than you have this magical talent?
Oh, well, I have excessive sexual drive. Like, really bad.
I have noticed that sometimes women that have this sort of preoccupation have a sexual abuse history. Has that ever been? Sometimes.
That's
not characteristic of, but sometimes.
Okay, let's not jump to conclusions.
I'm just asking.
New day, okay?
Ashley, any trauma or anything?
Yeah.
Wow, you say any trauma. Yes, 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 yes.
And I think it is something to do, it's got to be the wiring of certain people with that trauma. You know what I mean?
Really?
I mean, obviously that's the case.
You
but,
think so?
Yeah, but it just makes them very hypersexual and very preoccupied with that and able to orgasm with that.
Right, but doesn't it go up and down like hyper and then hypo?
Yes, it's a sort of bipolar quality. So Ashley, what we could do, Dave, we could hook you up with Ashley and that would bring it right on.
That'd be a house on fire there,
it'd be,
honey.
It'd be bring on the negative, the sort of the
Call
down
me
switch.
Backdoor David. How dare you not lock me out? I love you. Ashley, come on.
But were she to let you in, how would that go?
You know what I came for,
honey. That normal music even possible?
Hang on, Ashley. Dave
Hold
wants,
on.
Dave
no,
wants
I
to want to.
I come home after a long beer. Give me a beer, Ashley. Like, don't you look at me. Don't you. Come here. Come here. Don't you. Look at me.
Ashley, don't wake up, David. Don't wake up.
Oh, that's the way it'd go, my lovemaking. A little shorter than that, probably.
Ashley, you are a blessed woman. There is nothing wrong with you.
It's fine.
At all.
Just be careful that if you start to go after abusive guys or if you have a sudden downs, that's what you do usually, huh?
Yeah, that's what I just got out of that relationship. So
well, that's good. I was kidding about you hooking up with David, but the reality is when you actually do get involved. Yeah, well, when you actually do. No, I mean, I'm just hyperbole.
What? What do you mean? I don't follow.
If she actually did hook up with a nice guy like yourself.
Absolutely.
Suddenly she would. You would become fearful or unable to be sexual because any she could only be sexual with a bad guy.
I hear you.
Because that's attached to the bad part of herself.
Then I'd have to be all fake bad guy.
You make me sick! Oh, give me a hug, honey. Come on. I love you. No, I don't. You know, I'd be a fake bad guy.
Right. That's you're good. You're good.
Well, take care of that bump.
All right, Ashley, you're fine. You all right? Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
I mean, you're fine from the standpoint of your biological function. I worry about your psychological function and see if you can have a real relationship. That would be very important. Jake,
that's
24.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir. I'm calling. My question is, my old lady and I, we've been together for almost a year now. We practice safe sex in terms of, using a condom and everything. She's been on the birth control pill for as long as we've been sexually active. And now, just recently, she told me she was about 7 days late on her period. My question to you is, mainly, I'm sure it's possible, and she took a home pregnancy test and everything, saying that, you know, it came out negative.
Right.
But still the weight is, you know, Is she going to have a period?
No. She'd probably skip the period this month.
Okay.
Certain pills, people with periods will be very light, missed, or just completely skipped.
So what you're saying is she can skip her period, period.
Absolutely, period.
Do you hear what I just did, Drew? I flipped it and made a jokey out of it. She's going to miss her period. What?
Period.
Bingo. Oh. Next caller. Oh. Let's save some babies.
All right, Jake, but the fact is, though, while you can get pregnant on the pill, you did the right thing. When she missed her period, get the pregnancy test, do it again in about a week, but you're wearing a condom and taking the pill. No way is she pregnant. No way.
Wow, that is super safe, isn't
it? Yeah. It's good.
Boy.
Good. Randy's 27.
I'm wearing a condom now,
Yeah, my question is, I want to know if there's a way to tell the size of a man's penis by just looking at him. Hands, feet, body build.
Well, now, I mean, look at David. And do the assessment. What do you think?
I don't know how to tell, and I want to be able to tell.
You don't know
before
how to
I
tell.
Get him in the room, not after.
A lot of it's in the voice, baby. You know when the voice drop down deep, that means he's packing wood, honey.
He's got a log in his pocket. Pow, 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 pow.
Have you had some bad experience with some inky dinky dudes there?
I was with a guy for about 6 or 7 years who was small, and then I went out with a guy who was large, and the difference was night and day. And I
you like for you like the for large, you,
you. But how
David?
Oh, hold on,
you're making an assumption there.
No. I'm saying what?
Just saying.
What I'm making? I'm not making. I'm saying how big a difference was there? Give us an idea. You saying 3 to 9?
I just like the way you jumped. Tried to for you, Randy.
12.
For you, Randy. For most 12. Of it, it doesn't matter.
I didn't say. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say it because I'm trying to say how little is little.
Hot dog size?
What? Hot dog?
Hot dog.
In that length or that width or both?
Girth.
How about the length?
Compared to a banana.
Okay, yeah. But how long, though?
5 inches compared to 6.
Dr. Drew said, okay, well, that's normal in my house. Oh, boy.
So you said, then you started hanging out with Banana Man.
Banana.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the difference for you?
Night and day, no orgasm.
I understand.
To all the way, constant orgasms.
Okay.
Now, what kept you with the other dude, Inky Dinky, for like 6-7 years?
Child.
Oh.
Wow. Is he there with you now? Are you starting?
Not the child, the ex.
I'm single now.
The child is with you, though, yes?
I hear you.
Yeah, I have the child.
Is
Are you still with Big Boy?
No.
What happened to him?
It was
Packy Mackey.
It was for a weekend.
That's my other question. Is there anything? Was this a bad guy? Was there anything else sort of arousing about him other than the anatomy?
Well, he knew what to do.
How old is she?
Uh-huh.
27, but nothing about the women for whom the size makes a difference. They generally have women of larger stature, not necessarily size, but just taller and
you're
more.
Big girl?
No, I
was going to say that doesn't like the physical size of a woman and the size of what the technical term is the box, the cooter, is not, you know, you can have a big girl on inky, twinky,
is there other
inky.
Technical term?
The love box.
The love box, okay.
Stink hole.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Stink
twinky,
hole.
Twinky
yeah.
hole.
Twinky hole, twinky hole too. Yeah, yeah.
I believe that's what you're
twinky
first
hole, baby. Woo!
Okay, yeah.
Gosh, God bless.
Oh, yeah. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yes.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmas. Now, why didn't you stay with Big Boy?
It was a short term just for sex.
But
he was done. He was out.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
How tall are you? Just let's finish that conversation. How tall are you?
How tall am I? 5'4".
All right. Really? I don't think this is a rule. I wouldn't jump to it. But I've noticed that women who say, oh, yeah, size, for me, because most women will say, oh, no, I'd rather not have too big. It's too big a deal. I don't like it. But the ones that typically say it matters, I've noticed, just tend to be bigger people. That makes sense then, too, right?
Yeah, but I've talked to women who said, can I finish what I had to say?
Go.
All right? This is radio. Let me tell these people what Nazi Drew is doing to me.
Go.
You're putting a hand up. What I'm saying is I've talked to women who've had boyfriends who are too big.
All the time.
Right?
That's the number one complaint.
Like, hurts them.
Yes.
Boyfriends who are too small. Most women will tell you, you want a guy that fits correctly.
Yes.
Am I right or wrong, Honey Buns?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
And for Randy, the correct fit was this
Banana
guy.
Man!
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, here's what you do. You start the kissing and hugging and grip around down there, you know, and see what he's packing before you go any further.
But then how do I break it to him that it's not, I don't want to tell him he's
How you guys always do it.
Yeah.
You sort of avoid and
you're
kind
busy.
Of
I have a kid. You have the best excuse in the world. I have a child. I can't bring you into my life. I don't know you. What are your intentions, mister? Yeah, that's what you do.
Let's stay with the penis thing here. This is Samantha, 19.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Sammy.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
David Alan Greer. Give him a call. 1-800-LOVE-191. He's here to celebrate Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah, any other holidays.
Kwanzaa, Quinza, Kran. And the Koran. Ramadan.
Ramadan.
We need some Ramadan songs. You know what I mean?
Ramadan.
We don't eat all day, but when the sun goes down, we're gonna eat a lot. Bop, 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 on Ramadan. You know, something like, you know, promote the holiday.
Yeah, yeah, I'm all about it.
What's your problem, honey dip?
Okay, my boyfriend, he's here with me now, and we're arguing right now because he's thinking about doing steroids, which I'm not too happy about.
Right.
And I've looked online because people have told me that it can shrink your penis.
Is it the penis or the...
Well, most of the testes,
the sack.
But there can be also a phallus change, too. Usually, it goes the other way at first. Things
I thought it was
bigger,
in your desire.
First and then your penis shrinks?
What?
Meaning, like, you get big first, then your penis shrinks, or...
It's somewhat unpredictable, but the testes shrink, for sure.
Penis, okay, because my boyfriend, he just doesn't believe me, because I told him it can affect your...
The penis, the testes shrink. The erectile, erectile, God bless you.
Woo.
The erectile, my God.
Let me tell you what I had. My usual dinner of
fried onions. Garlic,
I had onions, garlic,
peppers.
Pepper, couple cabs.
You went Mexican
couple
tonight.
Cabs.
Mexican.
I did, by God. But wait a minute. Now, Dr. Drew, let me ask you something. I thought desire goes up.
I have not seen any good literature that describes what happens to the phallus under different settings of testosterone. But patients report to me.
Why is there, after all this time, nobody knows?
Who's going to fund that? The fact is, I've heard reports, I've seen evidence that there is some change. Like when men, for instance, when men take positions of authority and stuff, their testosterone goes up. And people will call and say, you know, this has changed. I'm just telling you it has. And so I've heard guys on steroids say this too, that they have erections all the time and their penis seems bigger and harder.
For a while.
And then it goes the other way. Everything goes down and shuts down.
Right.
But what
about Danny Bonaducci? He said, you know,
I got a question for you, though.
This is my boyfriend.
This is her boyfriend.
Well, slow down, steroid man. Already he's like, I have a question for you, then. I have a question for you. I want to push you into steroids. What?
She said you don't make fun of me. I just want to know, what can I do to get her off faster? You know, because I've been taking steroids for, you know, I'm thinking about taking steroids for about, you know, 6 to 8 months, you know, doing the full circle and cycle and everything. But I want to know, what can I do to get her off faster? If I can't get her off, what's there any good of me being with her? She's not going to want to be with me.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Are you taking steroids now?
Yeah, he is. He let that slip.
I heard that slip, yeah. Too. Dude, are you taking steroids now?
No.
Are you taking steroids now? Calm down. Are you taking steroids now, yes or no?
No, not right now, but I have in the past, and I'm going to take them again.
All right, Noel, hold on. Calm down. Wait a minute.
But she wants it.
Wait a minute. Cole, pump the brakes.
All it can last right now is about 30 minutes, but she wants it to last longer.
Did your sex drive change when you started taking steroids the first time?
Yes, it made me want to, like, not have sex as much. Like, I didn't want sex. She wanted sex all the time, but I didn't want it as much.
So why are you
taking it? What can I do besides, I want to keep taking steroids because I want to get really, really big.
But what
can I do to keep making my sex drive longer and longer so that she'll be happy? Because if she's not happy, then what's the point of being with her?
I hear you, but why are you taking steroids?
Hold on. She's going to go on and find some...
Dude, he's already arguing with me. Hold on.
Ooh, maybe.
This is a pretty disturbed situation.
Yeah. Maybe the missionary
and
position.
The reason you were starting to have an emotional reaction.
Why?
Because the guy's sort of bipolar and manicky and grabs the phone and gets in very aggressive.
Right, I'm like, why are you taking steroids?
You can't. It's.
I can get through to him, Dr. Drew. You don't know everything.
I'm just saying, just be prepared. You're not going to get a satisfying answer.
All right, put the guy back.
I will. Okay, shh. Everybody calm down.
Samantha,
calm down. Samantha's boyfriend, calm down.
Hey, Dr. Drew, sit back down. Take a deep breath. You, calm down. Not good enough. Calm down. Laugh right now. That's not a laugh. All right, put him on. Here we go.
It's funny, but I can't satisfy my girlfriend. She thinks it's funny, but I can't satisfy.
All right, put him back on. He's ready now. All right, why are you taking steroids?
What happened?
Why are you taking steroids?
Because I want to improve my body enhancement. Because all my friends, they're really big, but they're big naturally.
Are you short? Are you short? Are you skinny? What's up?
I'm not on steroids. 214 pounds. But the thing is, though, I'm not really big. But I want to get really, really big. So I think if I take steroids, it's going to make me big.
This is about three different diagnoses.
I've lifted it out since I was 14. I'm 20 now. I've lifted it out since I was 14. And it has not made me big at all.
You blew it out? Was that?
He means he worked it out. You're in the gym, right?
Yeah. I've been to the gym since I was 14.
All right, what do you do for a living that you need to be that big?
I'm in the Navy.
Okay, I can't, man. Next caller. I can't do nothing with him, man.
Samantha? Can we talk to Samantha again here, buddy?
You want to talk to Samantha?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay, hold on. Samantha. Hold on a second.
Why? I wouldn't take any drug that messed with my nuts.
Yeah.
Hello?
It's honey.
Hi.
Run. Put the phone down and run.
Take the phone down. I've told him I don't want to do it, and like I don't.
Now, what's your deal?
There's nothing really I can do.
Neither of you guys have something wrong with both your ears. People talk to you.
You sandblasters by trade or what? What's going on?
All right, Samantha. Here's the deal, honey. You need this guy. He seems like a nice guy.
He's awesome. I've been with him for almost 4 years now.
How's the relationship been?
Loud. That's a
loud for sure. He's a little manicky, right?
Yeah.
And a little aggressive.
Huh?
A little aggressive, a little manicky.
She's being choked right now.
He's not really aggressive, but he's really demanding. Like,
manicky. Demanding is
it's
aggressive.
It's his way or no way, and if it's my way, then it's the highway.
It's aggressive. What happened to you that you think that's okay to be sort of...
That's love.
Yeah, that's sort of a good thing.
Yeah.
What was your dad like?
Well, my dad he's really strict with me when I was little and I got kicked out. Shut up.
Okay. I think we understand.
Okay.
Shall we move on?
Yes, let's do so.
You know, Dr. Drew, I like the sick puppies. Let's do happy calls. Let's do only happy calls. Sunday night, the day of our Lord.
This is love line, monsieur.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was hate line. You know what? Because there's two doors in the hallway. There's love line and hate line.
You came into hate line. Leslie, 23.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, yeah. What's up?
Wait, Leslie? Hang on a second, Leslie. Just one thing. I feel like I left Samantha and her buddies hanging there. But the point is... He's a little manic. He's got a body image problem. There's a lot of stimulant and marijuana abuse in people that do steroids, particularly stimulants. I'm worried he's maybe tending towards addiction. She has the abusive dad. There's always questions with the demanding, abusive guy. Probably dad was an alcoholic. There's a lot of stuff going on in that relationship. They need to take a good look at it.
You know what? This whole steroid thing, I don't understand why just like normal people take
it. Because you don't have a body image problem.
Yeah, but hold on. I could see if you were like, I don't know, a football player.
Yeah, you needed
to. A cage wrestler.
You needed to, right.
A policeman.
Right.
I mean, anything where you needed to break the whoop ass. But I'm going to tell you this. Those Navy SEALs, little guys always do better. It's not the really big dudes. It's the little dudes, you know, that swim and run and run. Me and you would be like, go get it, baby. You take that hill, baby. I'll meet you back at the tent.
And you'd be making fun of that guy, too, because he's out there protecting your country.
Well, we don't know that. He said he's in the Navy. He didn't say he was in Iraq.
Good point. The point is, though, they need to take a look at things. This is a volatile situation with the steroids and all. You mix that in, it can be a real... Right. I mean, we're goofing around with them a little bit, but that could be a very, very serious situation. So, Leslie, go ahead, 23.
I just would never take any drug would threaten a shrink.
I have this guy that I've been seeing for, like, 2 months, and I kind of want it to be more than just a booty call and for him to be my friend, but I don't really know how to approach him.
Well, this is the problem with friends with benefits.
Thank you!
She didn't say it was a family.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
Kentucky.
Kentucky?
I'm from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
But I was born in Boston, so...
Oh, okay, cool.
Born in Boston. You're exonerated.
How long did you know the guy before you started hitting it?
Kind of went out for maybe a month before we just recently started having sex within the last month, and I mean he came over and we go out to eat and stuff, but it's not always about sex. But whenever we do have sex, there's a difference between having sex with somebody and a more involved sexual experience.
Right. All right. Here's the deal. Right. It's certainly reasonable for you to have the talk with him to go, where are we going? What's this about? I'm starting to have feelings. But the reality is, when you begin a friends with benefits situation,
which is wonderful, by the way,
but it is an agreement that it's you're not going to go beyond that. And the fact is that never works out. It never always somebody develops feelings. You don't.
You can never do that because
the other person is still. What?
I was in a relationship for like 6 years, and I'm just now getting into the dating scene. How do I go from being in a relationship? Like, I kind of want a relationship. So how?
You got to say that. Say
you
got to
start out with that
date.
You got to start up with.
They'll turn running.
You end up. There's something wrong with you, Leslie, because then you end up just being exploited. Because if that's what you want, you need to assert that. There are guys out there that want relationships,
Right. You're not talking to one of them, but... no, that's not true. But you know what? Here's what you do. You talk to this guy. You tell him just what you told us. The only way it's going to work, and be prepared. It's like any negotiation. You got to be prepared. You state what you want and be prepared to lose.
Yeah.
I.e., in the end, you're going to win because, let me ask you, do you feel good after you guys have sex? I mean, is it enjoyable to you? Because I don't get that it really is. You're just doing something to keep him there.
Right.
Let her answer,
Drew. It is very good. It is very good. But I think another factor
I was absolutely wrong.
I think something else has something to do with it is I'm the first white girl that he's ever been with, and he's a black man. So,
What the heck does that have to do with it?
Yeah, I know it doesn't. No, that doesn't, does it? The color of one's skin doesn't.
That's why it's good for
him.
Him, you.
Why is it good for you? Because it's good for you because you know you're the first white girl he's ever been with. That's why it's so good for you?
No, I'm just saying that's why I'm kind of afraid to say anything because I don't know.
What?
He would have a question. Relationship like that with a white woman.
Leslie. No, you got to state your case. Yeah. Say this is what you want. If he doesn't buy it, let him go.
And you've got to do that up front with everybody because the guys that turn running are the guys you don't want to be with looking for a relationship.
Let's do something different. Right. Okay, I just met you. Hey, girl, what's up? You know.
Hi, David.
Hey, what's up? Listen, I want to take you out. You know.
Really?
Something. Yeah. Let's get them drawers.
You're kind of fresh.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's where I'm at. You know, I'm all about it, baby.
Are you black?
Yeah, I am. What you got? You got something to tell me? You're not feeling what I'm saying?
No, I think that's cute.
Okay, so you think it's cute that I just want to hit them drawers and just get up out of here.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. What'd I say?
How dare you?
I'm sorry. What'd I say?
I wanted to go see that play downtown.
Oh, really? Brokeback Mountain, the musical?
Yes. About those
So what'd you
want to
tell
men.
Me? What'd you want? You don't like the booty call arrangement? What'd you want to tell me?
Well, let's just hit it. Let's go ahead.
No, that's not what you do, Dr. Drew. You're the girl. You're supposed to go, I don't want this.
No, it's like,
I don't want you.
I'm being Leslie.
Me.
Okay. No. I don't want, no.
You
okay.
say, be Leslie positive.
Okay,
say,
Leslie,
what's
good.
Up, baby? What's going on?
Listen,
I'm gonna just get undressed while you talk.
David, put your penis back in your pants.
All right, then it's gonna take a while. I'm rolling it in. Now.
I know. I appreciate I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
Putting it back in the sack. I like to flip it around the back because then it doesn't bulge too much.
You're making it very hard for me. But I want to have.
You
I
making
wanna,
it hard for I me wanna, too?
I'm looking for a boyfriend. And I feel like if we start having sex too soon, you'll lose respect for me.
All right, can I just do one thing? Just don't. Okay, I hear what you say. I don't. What?
David.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah,
did you have to do that to yourself? I want to go out to dinner and I'm losing my appetite.
Let me just take a nap. Oh. See, it could work. It could work. But you got to state your case, right, Drew?
Yeah.
You got to state your case.
All right, Loveline will be right back.
Beautiful.
Excuse me?
Loveline's coming back in a minute.
Yo, don't go nowhere.
It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Call up and have David Alan Greer react to you.
Well, I'm not going to react, Dr. Drew. You know, I've been watching a lot of the medical channels.
And, oh, I'm on that channel.
Well, I got some knowledge now.
Good.
You know.
So you're ready to help.
Well, it could be your
You've had some training.
Yeah, your
could
liver
be
could be acting askew. Your whole, you could be the toxins. You know, messing with your chrome dome and all that. They're the bird flu. So I got a lot of knowledge here.
Right. Excellent.
A lot of knowledge here.
Well, let's get on with that then.
Okay, let's save some babies.
This
next caller.
K28. I would just hear from David off the air what was going to make him drink or use drugs.
Oh, how dare you? How do you pervert what
That's
we
what you
talked
said.
About? Not me. I said other people.
Oh, you said you could understand how somebody would.
Yes, that's not
because
me.
Because you would if you were in
if
that
situation. If I were
situation.
Them, but I'm not them.
But if you were in that situation, you would be you.
You know what? They should take your license.
Okay.
Because you're insane.
Right. Okay, K28.
Hello.
Okay.
Oh, hi, what's up?
My problem is that my husband is in Iraq right now, and I'm currently seeing someone else, and I told him I was married recently, hoping he would end the relationship, but he has decided that he does not want to end it.
What's your question? Yeah,
what's
I'm already question? Confused. What's the question?
I'm trying to get rid of my boyfriend before my husband comes home.
All right. Do you have kids?
Yes.
How many kids do you have?
Three
kids. Great. That's beautiful. Now, before Dr. Drew, I'm going to turn this over to you because I'm through with this.
You're angry.
Well, I'm saying, like, she is already the tone of powerlessness. So it's like this dude hit you over the head with a brick and said, we're going to do this, and you have no choice in the matter.
This is the boyfriend.
Yeah, well, she said he will not end this relationship. Like, she has
husband.
No...
The husband.
No,
the boyfriend. I'm getting confused.
No,
about
she
what
said this man will not stop seeing her.
The boyfriend.
Yeah, she has no power.
Right.
But no control.
But she wants to get rid of the husband.
I thought you wanted to get rid of the boyfriend.
I want to get rid of both of them, actually.
This is why I'm confused.
Okay, so what's your question?
I would like to get rid of the boyfriend first.
I'll tell you what you get rid of both of them. Keep seeing the boyfriend, let your husband come home. That'll get rid of all of them.
Yeah, but then...
You might get killed in the crossfire,
could happen,
they'll
too.
They'll both be in trouble because they're both military.
Well, what about thinking about your children, right?
My husband's not their father.
Oh, my God.
How many fathers?
I'm going to say... Hold on. Let me guess. I'm going to say three.
How many fathers?
You'll be wrong. Those two.
Oh, my. Yes, you'll be wrong.
Do I know my
you do. You white do. Trash Dr. Drew. You do. White trash expert, Dr. Drew Pinsky.
I, by the way, Kay, predicted you had three kids and two fathers. Wow, that was my opening shots. Wow. Not on the screen here, you'll notice.
All right, so the husband.
Did I not hold up the fingers?
You did, man. You did. Right. This radio, let them know, baby. Right. Now, you're saying that the husband is not the father of any of these kids?
No.
All right, are you pregnant now?
Oh, no.
Okay.
What medication are you taking?
None.
Are you supposed to be on some medicine?
No.
You sound like somebody that has been on or...
You sound sick. I mean, she's got a sore throat or something.
Yeah,
it is low.
My throat is sore tonight, but I'm not on medication.
I mean, psychotropic meds.
Right, I hear you. She's a little down in it. No. Are you happy? Do you feel depressed right now or what?
Do I feel depressed? Yes, yeah. Because I want to get a divorce, and I don't want to be with anybody. I would rather be by myself. I know I'm happier by myself.
Okay, I got a crazy, nutty thing. Now, Dr. Drew, I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Go ahead.
This is nuts. This is bananas. But I want to end this year the way I want to start it. I've never advocated this in my life. This is crazy, but I'm going to give it a shot. Why not just be honest?
To both of them.
Yes, why not say, I don't want to see you.
You are
and
not.
I don't want
you
to
have your license taken
not,
away.
Am I a kook?
You're crazy.
Put me under arrest. Boy, I should be in the kook house, you know?
Okay, how about
I'm kidding.
That?
I'm kidding. Lie to everyone, honey. As you know what I think you should really do? Get a girlfriend.
Ew.
Get a girlfriend.
What do you think, Kay? What about that? No, I mean being honest. Being honest.
Be honest.
I've tried. I told my husband,
how'd
right
you try?
After he left, I told my husband I wanted a divorce, and he told me that he would fight me.
He would what?
He would fight it.
Well, why don't you get the papers and serve him, and that's that.
And what'd you tell the boyfriend when he said, look, I want to keep seeing you? What'd you say?
I laughed at him.
You laughed? Are you still seeing him, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're still seeing him because you want to see him. If you didn't want to see him, then you would stop seeing him. If you want to get a divorce, then you will tell your husband and start initiating the divorce problem.
This is
problem solved. Next caller.
It sounds Dr. Phil-esque, but Kay, the reality is the only thing you have control over is you here. And this is one of those situations where you could change things by just doing something.
Right.
And the fact is, I understand it's difficult to change, and there's reasons that you're caught in what you're caught in. There must be all kinds of extenuating circumstances, but you're pretty clear what you want to do. You want both guys out.
Right.
Neither of them have any commitment to these kids. Here's what I suggest. You, because you seem to have difficulty making decisions on your own behalf, need to make them on behalf of your goddamn children. And I'm not saying the children
Merry
be damned.
Christmas.
I'm
Merry
saying
Christmas,
that you,
Dr.
the fact
Merry
that,
Christmas.
Christmas, David.
Merry
I'm
Christmas
rare,
to you, sir.
But the fact that you haven't been doing that is where the goddamn comes in.
There you go.
And you need to focus on what their needs are. You've relinquished your right to focus on yourself, and you need to focus on these kids. If there were a father around, it would be important to focus on that relationship, but there isn't, so you got to focus on these kids. Keep them safe. Make decisions on their behalf. Keep it a safe, sane environment, which now it's insane. God only knows what these kids have to witness.
Shorten it up a little bit.
All right, here we go.
Now, hold on. If you were going to put that in a song, how would you say? You need to make a decision, figure out what you want, and be honest just one time in your life.
It needs to be
tell them what you want.
It needs to be like sort of to Don't Rain on My Parade.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me not to see you. I don't want to.
There you go.
Don't rain on my parade. Yes, something like that.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Marie, 22.
We're solving babies.
Hello? We are just smoking.
Hey, Marie, nothing but chicks. I like that.
What's for you?
Hey, Marie.
I did that for you. I select them that way for you.
Hey, Marie.
I had Ben Stein on here refusing to talk to men.
Ben Stein's an old pervert.
That's,
I can feel it. He's a perv. I know it. Ben Stein, come out of your pervy hiding place.
Ben,
he's
if you're
a
listening,
dirty old
call,
man.
Call. I believe you know the hotline
he's
number.
He's a dirty
Please
old man.
Know that I'm defending you.
Please, how can he is an idiot? How
he's
can
not
you
an
sit?
Idiot.
He is the biggest idiot I've ever heard. How can you sit there and praise Michael Powell?
Powell's a smart guy.
Oh my God! Please.
Wait a minute.
Give me a break.
Ben Stein is. You may not agree with his politics.
If
but he's
I don't
smart.
Agree with you, you're an idiot.
Okay. Marie, 22, as long as you're not...
He's an idiot.
Yeah. Marie, what's up?
Hey, well, I used to be on different medications, and I sort of took myself off them.
That's always a good plan.
Right. Yeah, and I was on Risperdal.
Mm-hmm.
What's and
Risperdal?
I was...
Risperdal, atypical antipsychotic. Yeah.
Antipsychotic?
Mm.
Yeah, well, and
used,
I was...
Used for other things, used for things other than psychosis, but...
Don't interrupt, please.
I'm sorry. Ahead, I was just wondering what Risperdal is actually prescribed for, because I dealt with different doctors at different times, and all I was told is that it was for paranoia. But I've looked it up on the internet, and that it could be for different things.
Yes, used for a lot of different things. More than anything, it's probably used for agitation.
And what were so, you? Don't they? Didn't they tell you what you were diagnosed with? Each doctor says.
Well, no, they just told me it was paranoia. And at another point, they told me that I had disorganized thinking, and I definitely was
those
depressed.
The depression is a diagnosis, but disorganized thinking and paranoia are symptoms. They're descriptions.
Well, first of all, I can't follow what you're saying, and I think you're out to get me. What does that mean?
That's a symptom of paranoia.
Look out! You know what I just did? I took what she said, I flipped it, made a little jokey out of it.
You're talented. You ever thought about comedy as a career?
I don't know, but why are you staring at me?
Now why did you take yourself off of Risperdal?
Well,
was it whispering to you to do that?
No. The doctor at the time was letting me wean off of it.
Okay. You probably were in a severe depression. Sometimes paranoia and agitation is part of that.
Right.
And the Risperdal can be helpful in resolving those symptoms. You were being weaned off. You were following some misdirections. You got off it.
Do you feel good now?
Hang on. Marie?
Do you feel healthy and good now?
That's the thing, is I'm wondering if maybe I should try going back on medication, but I don't know. I'm not.
Right. What do you feel like? What do you feel like right now?
Well, I mean, I get depressed off and on, but I'm not sure if the Risperdal would help me with that.
Do you hear voices?
Sometimes I think I hear my name being called.
What's your name,
Marie?
Again?
Marie.
And it gets kind of, it can be embarrassing, you know, like
Marie.
I think I hear my name and nobody's there, you know?
Marie, look over your shoulder.
That's a pretty heavy symptom. Are you on drugs?
No, I used to smoke pot.
Yeah, but that won't do it. Well, it can make you paranoid and stuff, but that would be causing the voices and things. It's pretty serious, Marie. Do not make your own decisions about your medical management.
Listen to yourself. You're calling in.
She's decided that things need to be changed, and I agree.
Exactly. That's a healthy choice.
Yes, go take care
of it. Listen to that one voice.
Yes.
Marie, go back on medication, please. Go back on medication.
Brenda?
Hello? 19.
Hey, Brenda, what's going on? You're with David Alan Greer, 1-800-LOVE-191.
You know, Dr. Drew, I do miss that one lone 48-year-old guy who calls in and like, I'm trying to leave my first, fourth wife. And,
wait, I got a couple of them.
Okay, cool.
I got a couple of testicle questions. just for you.
What's going on?
Hello?
Hi, yes, Brenda. What's
how are
up?
You?
Oh, hi. You see, I'm married. Me and my husband were considering a threesome, and we're both awkward, but we're kind of afraid of the consequences of how we'll feel afterwards.
Good, you should be. Go ahead and listen to that instinct, because
who started this conversation?
It's an interesting question. Whose idea?
Yeah, who started
it?
Oh, really? Have you ever done it before?
No, never.
You haven't.
My husband was my first. And
well,
so
here's basically how it works, Brenda. When the woman brings this up, it's a bid to destroy the relationship. Yeah. When the guy brings it up, he's just being an a-hole. And he will also destroy the relationship.
Well, he's not just being an a-hole. He's being a guy, you know?
Yeah, I know, but her bid is for...
Come on, you said it to your wife at some point in your relationship. No. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
No, what I said was...
At some point...
Here's what I said.
What did you say, Dr. Drew?
May I say it?
Okay, go ahead.
Is that if threesomes were actually healthy and good for relationships...
But didn't you put it out there to see what you'd do?
No.
It's not like I want to break off the relationship or anything. I'm married to him. We just have our 8 months. It's just that...
You're going to destroy it.
Well, what do you say threesome? What do you mean by threesome?
Threesome
like you make out with the girl, he makes out with you,
and
that's
it? Or is it two guys?
Yeah, is it two guys?
No, actually, it's kind of hard to describe.
No, it's not. Two girls. Girls or two guys?
Two girls and one guy.
Okay. And what exactly, how far does he get to have intercourse with both of you?
Yeah.
Really? That's okay.
Here's the thing, I feel okay about it, but the thing is that this nagging feeling in my head, saying that after that night, it could be terrible.
Yeah, right. Well, you should listen to that.
Yes, Brenda, that is what will happen. You will go insane. Absolutely. Yes. It's the very rare couple that can tolerate this. And what I constantly see is only two situations. First of all, 19-year-old's married. You're looking for chaos. You're looking for trouble.
Well, I have another scenario, but you go ahead.
But well, she may be just, she's never had been with anybody else.
Yeah, right. And how long have you been with your husband?
I've been with him a year. Yeah, about a year.
I know a lot of couples that when they first hook up, they experiment with a lot of stuff, and they may do a couple threesomes. And as the relationship grows and gets more serious, they transition out of that.
Yes.
Very rarely in the middle of a relationship.
Right.
Usually in the beginning.
Right.
And when everything settles down.
But not the beginning of a marriage. They're married.
Well, she's 19, so.
I know, but they shouldn't have gotten married is the real issue.
No, they shouldn't have, but they're married now, Dr.
I know.
Do you have kids?
Therefore, they. I hold my breath.
Do you have kids?
No.
Good.
Wow, all that right, was I'm, like an alien.
No. No, I don't have kids. No, I don't have kids.
But I just think now they are married, they've relinquished their right to mess with the relationship.
No, you have to experiment. Marriage is an experiment, you know. There's more than one rule. I mean, I've never seen it.
Let's play the odds.
Have you ever seen a successful open relationship?
No.
I haven't.
No,
I've not seen it.
I've seen it for a while, and I've seen people convince themselves for, like, political reasons that I'm just more evolved, this is a good thing, and they deny the very heavy feelings they take away from it.
I met a woman who was in, we were at this bar, and she was there with her female lover.
Mm.
Her husband slept with guys.
Well,
they were married.
They're two gay couples.
Right. But I was like, and I just kept going, now, why are you married? Because I love him. And I was like, okay, all right, that's cool. Uh-huh. And you don't care? Like, what?
You know what happens to those people? Let me be very clear with you. They end up when we see them in a psychiatric hospital, and you sort of put them in a microscope, you really see how crazy these things are. Now, God bless them.
That was
if that makes them happy, you know, whatever. This is
not to be judgmental,
but it's a symptom.
Right.
I wanted to know.
I said, well, then why'd you? Because I love him. He's my best friend. I'm like, okay, whatever. I gave up after a while.
1-800-LOVE-1901. But we will not give up. We will continue taking calls.
Save these babies.
David Ogre, we'll be
happy Kwanzaa Christmas, Graham.
Right back.
Yep, Loveline will be back.
Glad to hear it.
Loveline will be right back.
David Allen Greer on Love Line. Let's wrap it up with a couple of young men here. Brett, 28.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
What's good, Brett? What's up,
Brett?
Okay, here we go. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
About 8 years ago, I was having sex in a car, and I injured one of my testicles, and it swelled up pretty bad.
What exactly happened?
How'd you do?
Yeah,
I got a hematoma.
What mechanically happened?
Mechanically,
hematoma.
We were in the car seat flap.
We were in the bucket seat of a car. Okay.
Yeah.
We pushed up a little too high. And it kind of took a beating.
Ooh. You mean the repeated action did it?
Just one.
Yes. Gave me just one. Just one sat a little higher than the other one. I guess the other one sat down a little farther.
So did you get an ultrasound done?
Yes, I did. That was the first time. I had the hematoma.
Yeah.
The second time.
Hey, but good times.
Yeah. The second time was, I believe, what he told me was an infection from the first time.
Right, you'll be more prone to that kind of thing.
Exactly. So now I believe it's coming back.
Epididymitis. Remember you mentioned the epididymitis?
Epididymitis!
That'd be the one. Yeah.
How does that manifest itself? Does it just swell and hurt or
yes,
what?
Basically.
It got the second time was worse. It got the size of almost a Coke can.
Oh!
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant.
That
shit didn't want to move.
Oh!
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant.
Were you having sex and stuff?
No, you know what? It was kind of hard because it was...
can't move around.
It was bigger than the other one.
David, you okay?
Oh. Max Collar!
Hold on a second. Oh. And you know what happens? Imagine if he just were hit it with sort of a pin or scalp and it crack open.
Oh.
And you'd have all that...
And something comes out.
All that blood and pus entering and draining out of it, and maybe some seminal fluid with it, mixed with pus and blood. It would be
awesome.
It could be malodorous and anaerobic bacteria create a stench.
Oh my gosh. Ah, jeez.
Nice.
So now before I go to the Bahamas, I always make sure it swells so I look good in my Speedo.
Hey, look out. Hello.
So what's the question?
Actually, what I was trying to find out, first of all, is that going to be a problem with that testicle now? Does that affect it?
Could be. Could be, yeah. You mean its effectiveness? Yeah, could be.
Yeah, so I mean, would I be more likely not to work well with the right side?
You only need one side. You only need one testicle. So,
you're talking about having kids, right?
Right?
Yeah, you should. I mean, it could affect things, but you also could be okay. I bet you're okay.
But you've only had that one, like you injured it the first time, you had the big Coke can incident the second time, and in 8 years, nothing else has happened.
Well, the first one, and probably about 3 years ago, And now it's still harder than the other one. It's
Ooh. Yeah, it's all scarred up. Why don't you get a sperm count? See what's going on.
See, I'd like to. My insurance doesn't cover that.
Yeah, but you can do it yourself, man. You got a good pair of glasses.
The magnifying glass didn't work.
Look out! Look out, homeboy!
I was holding on, and it kept moving and melted.
Right? What'd you get? You're like, one, two. Ah, geez, I got to start over again. One, two, three. Oh, wait, 240. Okay, they're moving around. There you go.
Is that a Drew?
Yes.
I actually Brett. Had a two-part question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, because you're an addiction metal.
Yeah.
Specialist. Well, he is addicted, too.
Yeah.
I'm not addicted to anything. I just need to know the consequences of Vicodin over 7 years, taking about 40 a day.
What do you mean?
Why would you want to know?
All right, just Vicodin is basically the same chemical as heroin or opium or morphine. It's a very serious form of addiction. The drug itself, the hydrocodone, doesn't hurt anything, but it causes the most profound form of addiction that a human can be exposed to.
The acetaminophen
can cause liver issues, but the reality is something about the way people sort of step up the use of Vicodin. I've only seen one case of liver toxicity from acetaminophen, and my average patient is taking 40 to 60 Vicodin a day.
But how many did he say he was taking?
30 to 50. But that's sort of, and that's
first of all, it's not me. They wouldn't let me go with the secondary question. Right. It's my sister.
I know. All right, but here's the deal. Okay. It's a severe addiction. It needs to be treated. And Vicodin has been associated with sudden nerve deafness, sensory nerve hearing loss,
like Rush had.
Right. Rush so you can get some deafness from that, even with smaller doses of Vicodin, too. So be careful that. We got to go to break now.
I can't hear you.
1-800-LOVE-191.
I don't hear anything. Are we on the air? Hello?
Right. Be right back.
Okay, where's my Vikes?
LOVE-191 David Alan Greer on Loveline
and LOVE back up in
this
baby.
Call I'm excited to take. It's another David for David. 30.
Hey, David.
Hey, what's up, man?
I wanted to thank you. I'm recovering from cancer.
Yes.
And the day I found out I had cancer was the day last time you were on the show.
Yes.
And you were doing the bits with the the medicine names.
Yes.
And every time I started feeling down, I would go and read my medicine pills.
Oh, for God's sake.
And
I didn't know where you were going.
I
would
hear you doing that in my head, and I really,
David.
Really just wanted to thank you for that, because it really got me through a depressing time.
But Mr. David from Las Vegas, who's calling here, David, how about we do that tonight where you get your medicines and you sell them to David.
But this is when I'm the black people?
Yes, you're the mom. You're the black mom.
Okay.
But let's have a couple I have a couple questions first, though, David.
Yeah.
What kind of cancer do you have?
I had breast cancer.
Really?
Wow, that is rare.
Wow.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah,
they actually told me it wasn't as rare as people think it is.
I know it isn't, but it's still
How rare is that, Dr. Drew?
I've got like two patients with it out of my entire
population.
Let
me ask you something. You think you know everything?
No.
You think you know every damn thing in the world, every medical problem?
No.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
How many people have, club feet in the world? Oh, got you there, didn't I? Dr. Know-It-All. Whatever.
Rick, look that up online. Club feet incidents.
So
David.
Listen, man, are you healthy?
I won't know for a couple of months. I finished my last chemo on Monday. I got the sickness of it.
What stage were you?
I was for stage one. They actually caught it very early. The doctor the oncologist said the only reason they thought the only reason I probably felt it was the tumor was sitting right on a nerve ending.
Oh, you heard.
Wow. And it's just in one breast or both?
No, just in my left one.
Right. You're going to get reconstructive surgery, are you? Get
those boobies back. No, they did a lumpectomy, so I didn't have the full mastectomy.
So you have implants done, too.
I might now because I lost a lot of weight during the chemo. But
What kind of chemo did you get?
I don't even remember the name of what they gave me.
Cytoxan.
But can't they do really pointed? Like, I had a friend who had colon cancer, but he walked around with a little, like, a fanny pack.
I went in every 2 weeks and had it done.
That's heavy. That's a real thing.
I just wanted to make sure, because cancer is really rampant in my family.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So. Do you have that BRCA gene, interestingly?
No, I don't think so.
What's your ethnicity?
I'm Jewish.
Huh.
How dare you, Dr.
Ashkenazi
Drew.
Jew.
How dare you, Jew.
So,
Drew.
I'm Jewish, Greek, and English, actually. So
interesting. All right. Want to put you on hold while you go get your medicines?
actually, the only thing I have left right now are painkillers.
Oh, what kind of painkillers you
have? One of them, they gave me Vicodin. So,
oh, God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, how many Vicks you got right now, there, buddy?
Actually, I got about 100 of them.
Oh, that's good stuff. You don't need all those. No, I'm going to give you a post office box. You know, drop some in the mail for old Davey. Now, what we do is we test them. I'm going to have to take a couple of those goofballs, down them with some. I like a slow gin fizz. That's an old drink, Dr. Drew. I brought it back with some Vickies. Boy, you're seeing double like nothing.
That sounds like fun.
I have a real quick question if I could ask Dr. Drew real quick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My daughter, when she was little, she had a mega ureter and a urinary reflux.
Well, yeah.
And so
did they repair that?
Yeah, they did. They repaired it. They repaired it before she was a year old. Now, the question I have is, like, for the first year after surgery, every 6 weeks we had to have her down there, and they were doing, like, IEPs, or not IVPs, VCUGs. So there was, like, people poking her junk all the time.
Yeah.
Could this cause the same problems? Because I listen to the show pretty regularly, and I hear the same, you know, I hear the molestation thing.
Yes.
How old is she?
She's 9 now. I'm 37, by the way. You guys.
Yeah.
So
it can cause things. It doesn't have to cause. It certainly is obviously not an interpersonal trauma in the way it would be if it were, say, your hands or something.
Yeah.
But by the same token, it's scary and traumatic. Yeah. And kids that have childhood illnesses, and think about it, we're not talking to kids that have childhood illnesses on this show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so I understand that. I was wondering.
But listen, there's a lot of kids that have childhood illnesses, and UPJ reflux is not that uncommon a condition. And it's going to affect her, but it doesn't have the profound effect of the kinds of things
but
we're talking about here.
But do you talk to her? You're married?
Yeah, we sit there the whole time and talk to her about it. She understands. She knows about the surgery. She remembers. She has a little scar. She refers to it as her second belly button.
Yeah.
And we talk about, she talks about, and we've talked to her about the surgery and how she does remember because she would have to go down. She was 6 when we were finally cleared from the doctor on all the testing and everything. So she does remember a lot, some of the later testing. But, you know, like that
What about some family counseling?
I'm just wondering if I start seeing things later on, because I hear all these molestation stories, and I hear
my prediction is going to be you're really not going to see much, so she's going to be fine. That's my prediction. It will have an effect. She'll have something, but you're probably not going to see a global thing like we talk about here.
Could it contribute to her having Asperger's syndrome?
That's an interesting question.
Is that when the ass gets really big?
No, it's like a burger. It's a minimal brain syndrome
that's in the autistic
spectrum.
Really?
And I've noticed that kids that have chemo and things like that get a little Asperger's like thing, but I don't know the literature on that, David, so I couldn't tell you. It might, but I don't know the literature on it.
Okay.
I bet you if we were to search literature, we would find out no.
Just one child?
Yeah, just one child.
Well, stay healthy, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the best I can.
Good luck with the daughter.
Yeah.
And I'll see if I can
You know, Dag, I really want to say, I woke up from recovery.
Wow.
And laughing.
That's cool, man.
I was in that dream state, and I could hear the nurses talking about medicine. Your voice was ringing in my head doing that black children's name bit. And I would just, and like I said, every once in a while, I'd start, you know, you get down. Cancer is a tough thing to go through.
I know.
And you wonder sometimes if the cure is worse than the disease.
Well, it is. Yeah. It's a poison. But let me play for you a few moments of
ethanol estradiol.
Ethanol estradiol.
It's the progesterone. It's the levonorgestrel.
And where's levonorgestrel?
Or the norethindrone.
No, put that wiffle ball bat down. Girl. Come in the house. Show behind. I'm sick of these kids, man.
There you go, David.
Drew,
I've
often said my comedy is really to heal.
Well, look what you've done.
You know, at times I just get depressed. I'd go and read my medicine bottles, and I'd hear you do that. And it really got me through kind of a rough time, and I just wanted to thank you.
And I want to thank you for that. This could have been the scariest call I'd ever received. I really didn't know where you were going with that. And thank you, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Take care.
We got to
do a little bit of that tonight, don't you think?
Oh, my goodness, man. I was scared, man. I didn't know. I don't know where he was going with that, Dr. Drew. I said, my past.
You have trouble taking compliments, don't you?
I know, but you know what? I was trying to hear what he was really saying
You didn't want to hear.
I heard everything, man. But you know, you got crank callers; they're bad people.
Oh, you're right.
You know, and it was a wonderful experience. We're talking about it. You know, okay.
Okay, let's go to Lane 21.
Hey.
Hey, Lane, what's up?
I was wondering what happens to your body physically when you have an orgasm? Like, what, like, I guess the anatomy of it? Like, what's going on? Why do your muscles spasm? Does that make sense?
It's something that is fairly complex and incompletely understood. Basically, yeah, there's a spinal component to it, and for women especially, there's a what we call supratentorial input, meaning things up in your brain have input into what goes on in this arousal system.
Really?
And that it's a switch from parasympathetic to sympathetic. The autonomic nervous system sort of switches from hyperstimulation to hyperinhibition. As a point of some sort of critical release. And associated with it are rhythmic muscle contractions, a release of endorphins, and this sort of feeling that the survival of the species is highly dependent upon.
Well, the puddling of the love juices, right? The love muck.
There is that, of course.
The baby muck.
So it's a complex process. It's not something that we can just say, hey, there's this pathway and that pathway, and one turns on and one turns off. Even understanding what happens level of spinal cord is very complex.
Yeah, definitely more.
Why? What do you want? What makes you wonder about that?
I don't know. I was just curious about it. I guess I never learned about it, and I don't know. Just plain curiosity, I guess.
And it's obviously also under the influence of various hormones. Testosterone has an effect on it. Estrogen, progesterone, both affect it to some degree. So
cause somebody to have like a multiple orgasm rather than just like one.
You know what causes someone to have that?
God touches you in a very special way,
honey. Are you one of those special women?
Yes.
Yeah, God bless
you. God bless you. Drew, give her a big gold star. Big gold star.
Yeah, Lane, so it's interesting that the women like you that have more towards multiple tend to be least interested in oral sex. They don't like oral.
That's not always true. Have been with women.
Not sequential. Multiple.
I'm saying, okay, sequential means one after another.
Yeah, that's multiple. That's multiple rapid fire. Pow, 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 pow.
But you said not sequential, multiple.
No, the pow, pow, pow ones tend to be the ones that don't like oral sex.
Right. No, okay. I'm talking about.
There are some women that have four or five sort of one after another. And those women also will orgasm with oral sex.
Yes.
Okay. Lane is the sort of more pow, pow, pow.
Well, why don't you let her say it for herself?
Well, say it yourself, Lane.
By the way, Dr. Drew, did you wake up with a vagina today? I don't think so. So why don't you let the expert with a cooter tell you how she feels, Mr. Flappy Lipperton? I know everything. Sorry, Laney. Go ahead. You've got the floor, honey buns.
Well, I can't do it all the time. It's just like every now and again, I'll have maybe two or three. Not like.
Oh, you're right. Elaine is your.
Let me ask you something. Could you squeeze one off for us right now and just try a little experiment?
Yeah, absolutely not.
You would make radio history.
I know. I apologize.
Go right now. Go, honey. Go. Go.
This golden opportunity, but I can't take it.
Yeah, so it's a complex process. It's different in different women. Men are all pretty much the same, again, under the influence of the Y chromosome, which has a very limited amount of information on it. Women have two X chromosomes, so there's huge, rich diversity amongst women. And the means by which you orgasm, the quality of the orgasm, whether it's oral sex, intercourse, is all genetically determined.
Now, do you believe in this? Like, I actually was dating a girl once who said that she had two different kinds of orgasms. Like, when we first started going out, it was like a more, for lack of a better term, vaginal orgasm. But then later things changed. Well, no. Later things changed and it became much deeper. And so
first it was a clitoral orgasm, then
Then it was much deeper and
as you figured each other
huge,
out.
Huge. It was huge.
Fluid come out? Did she ejaculate?
Dr. Drew.
I'm just asking you to say
not
it's huge.
Not her particularly, but what she would tell me that it is completely different.
Yeah.
That this was coming from much deeper inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been with women who ejaculated, but they didn't know it. I mean, I was down there and I told them, and they go, really? That just happened. I go, yes. Yes, this just happened.
Serious.
Look at my face. Look at my face, honey. Honey, look at my face. I'm not sweating. This is your issue, my darling.
Oh, my.
Little cup of loveliness. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's so variable.
It's all over
so
the
different.
Place. Right. And as men, we like get very focused on, well, that's a bigger or better one. We got to give you that one. And they're not necessarily that interested in that. They're interested. They're just, it's different. Yeah.
She was interested in it because it was deeper. It was more, it was like one, I'll put it like this. She had an orgasm the first time, but the second deeper one,
all I'm saying is it came from like the inside out. It was much deeper, much longer.
And she wanted those. She wanted those.
It just happened.
But did, but did she pursue that kind of orgasm? She wanted that, or did you, you were like sort of interested in that?
I, you know, I don't recall it being anything we have to go there to do that. It just happened.
Okay.
It just happened.
Because if we're a guy, a guy would be like, okay, this every time, let's go.
But let me tell you something. You know, when you got it like David G.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. She's happy either way.
I'm not saying I'm a hot dog, but I'm close to a banana. You hear what I'm saying? Hey, now.
Jason, 26.
Slinging it, baby. You know, hurting them, baby. You know, breaking them all. Jason, what's cracking?
Well, my wife seems to think that I have a sexual addiction. Like, I can have sex with her and then want it again another 5 minutes later. Pretty much, like, I can be masturbating, go have sex, masturbate again, keep on going. And her sexual drive isn't so much as mine. It was when we first got together, like, 3 years ago. But then she had a kid with me, and it's like things went down. Other problems happened in our relationship.
And what happened?
Well, my wife keeps on saying, telling me that I've cheated on her 3 times.
Have you ever cheated on her?
I didn't cheat on her. We had broken up a couple times when we were dating.
Did she know that you broke up?
Yeah, she said, that's it, I'm done, I'm leaving.
Okay, but you were not married?
No, we weren't married at the time, we were just dating.
Okay,
and it happened twice there, and then she had gone away to Indiana to her father's house, and while she was gone, I really hadn't been away from her for a long period of time, started feeling lonely, depressed, got online, chatted with somebody, and it started going a little further. I never actually did anything with the person, but my wife still considers that cheating.
But wait a minute, hold on.
Women do consider emotional cheating.
Okay, yeah, but also, is she bringing this up at a time when now, after the kid, her libido is lower. She really
sort of blaming it.
Right, right. They always are going to bring that up when they don't want to have sex with you. Then it's like, you know, back in 1978, you're looking at my fat sister, Louisa. You know, yeah, she's going to bring that up because she knows she doesn't want to hit it with you. My real question was, in terms of your quote-unquote sexual addiction, if you had your druthers, average day, not one good day, how many times could you have sex? If
average.
You say average in a 5 day period.
Would you?
How many times?
Not could you, but would you?
Would you, yeah.
Average. I mean, like back when we were first dating, it was like 5-6 times a day and I was
No. On your average,
now,
what would you do now?
Oh, on our average now?
Yeah.
Like maybe
if she were available. Right. If she were willing, what would your average be?
If she were available, I'd just like it once a day.
Okay.
See, but this is what I'm saying. You're not sexually addicted. You're not sexually
addicted. Once a week, and then, like, if I'm...
There you go.
If, like, during the week, she's like, you know, oh, I just don't feel like it. I'm like, okay,
you're obsessing over it, which is normal. You know, dude, you're obsessing over
it. Myself, and then she gets mad at me for that.
Right. Mm. You're obsessing over it, which makes it a bigger problem. She doesn't want to have sex with you, so now you're even hornier.
Yeah.
And,
You guys have got some conflicts that needed to be sorted out. There's a lot of resentments
growing.
That's
another problem, because my wife left me last Thursday, and she moved back to Indiana with her dad.
Ooh.
And okay, so she left. She did.
Me and our son here in California.
Is her son your son?
And I don't know what to do. It's
yes.
like I have my
her
parents
mom,
and some friends telling me,
hold on,
going, don't do
okay,
it.
Hold on. Is her son your son?
Yes.
Are you the father of this?
Yes.
Did her mom abandon her when she was a child?
Yeah, she had a lot of.
So here we go. She's reenacting the whole. She's the circle of life here, coming back.
It wasn't her mom that abandoned her. It was her dad that abandoned her. The person that she's living with now.
She
just actually met him about 6 months ago.
Where is her mom? Where's her mom?
Her mom's here in California. She like lives about 2 miles away from us.
Why didn't she go live with her mom?
She doesn't want to. She like her mom.
Dad ran away. That's
all right. Here's the deal, Jason. You got some really sort of disturbed. We're talking to people that the surface looks like, oh, you're like they're fighting a little bit. You get down two layers, and it's like, oh.
So, pump the brakes here, Dr. Drew, because I'm confused. You're saying that these kids who call this Love Line, is this what you call this place?
Love Line.
They're messed up in
Cookie.
Their heads.
Kooky.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Fun loving.
See, you know what I thought? I thought the Love Line is where people call and say, I love you.
What do you think? I'm nuts? I know these people are kooks. That's why I'm here. I'm trying to save them, Dr. Drew. You're making me crazy. Well, I'm going to have to call a doctor because you're making me crazy. Now, we got three people nuts now. You happy? Yes, I know they're nuts.
So, Jason and
look
his,
at my bag there.
For the Mets? For the Vikings?
You know what's
those are Jim Fismix here. Jim Fizz and Vikes.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Give me my Jimmies. Give me my Vickies. I can't get Danny for a teacher. I love my dolls, Daddy Drew. Oh, I got to squeeze one off. Oh, yeah. Don't look. Oh, yeah. Don't. Oh, you got. Okay.
No, listen, but seriously, with he has a lot of bad problems.
Yes. Now, when before she took off and the abandonment and stuff, what I was going to say was you really, on behalf of the child, need to get some couples counseling. It sounds like even more that she needs some real serious treatment.
Well, first of all, she's going to be back because she just met her dad online.
God knows what he's going to perpetrate on her.
Exactly.
But
no, she'll be back. But he's got to deal with his son. That's the most important
thing. This is a messed up situation. Yeah. But most of what you were describing was conflicts that can be sorted out, provided both you sort of fight fair and get a third party involved to help you sort it out. If you can get some stability in your relationship, you might be able to have a family and raise this child. I suspect your wife is going to need some independent treatment because she sounds like she got some real issues as well.
Well, I think, you know what? If I were you, I'd put the sex thing over to the side. If masturbation gets you through the night, stick with that. And not acting out.
If there's nothing, you're not doing anything wrong with that as long as you're not acting out sexually, meaning making contact with people. Right. If you're just looking at things, whatever, not looking at weird things, by the way.
What's weird things?
Kids or whatever, you know.
No. And
getting illegal things. This is just the way you handle your sexuality, which is fine. But realize that that's normal, and therefore then your wife's reaction to that is not normal. Well, and that's her stuff, and you need to keep it separate from yours. So it's hot in here.
It's hot, man, because you know what? When you're healing babies, it gets smoking hot.
I'd like to mention a couple things.
Go ahead, man. I'm with you, baby.
Norethindrone.
I love you.
You
Norethindrone! Norethindrone! Don't act like you don't hear me. Bring your behind up in here. Norethindrone! Come in this house.
Methotrexate.
Could you tell me what this is? 4 D's on your report card. Methotrexate. That's not the little baby girl I've raised. And where your panty drawers at? I know I didn't send you out the house like that. You better go on back out there and find them in the doggy run wherever you was at.
Cytoxin.
Cytoxin. Come here, baby. Look at you. Cytoxin. Come here. Let me give you a hug. No, I got you now. Don't you ever suck your teeth at me again. Now, get in the house.
Ethanyl estradiol.
I got 5 reasons that you need to come around here before the street lights come on.
Oh, yeah.
I love it here on Loveline. Yes, I do. Michael Powell's an idiot.
1-800-LOVE-191. More David Alan Greer, more you, more calls, more Loveline after this.
Loveline! Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready. Ready.
That's right. David Alan Greer, Loveline.
Right here, baby.
1-800-LOVE-191, breaking it down.
Hey, Dr. Drew, can I come back tomorrow?
Yeah.
Hey, now, it's your bop, bam, diggo. Can I come back, what's that, Tuesday?
Is Tuesday after?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. Can I come back Wednesday?
Yes.
Oh, but do it, baby. How about Thursday?
Would you?
Oh, my gosh. That would be my pleasure, Dr.
I would
Drew.
Love that.
Hey, you know what I would like to do now? I would like to say some babies.
Okay, here we go. This is Brooke 20.
Yes.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi.
How are you, baby? What's up?
How are you guys?
Fabulous. We're having a good time. David's having
an epiphany.
What do you call it? Monumental appearance on Loveline here.
Hey, man, let me ask you.
Award winning.
Your kids are how old now?
13.
What's the one toy they really want for a Happy Kwanzaa Quiniquam? You know?
iPod Nano.
Didn't you give them all the iPods?
No.
Mm-mm.
You don't give them all those iPods you get?
Well, they've had... No, I have to use the Nano. I only got one.
The Nano is... One. Oh, my God. That's what they want.
That's what they want.
They're not into video games or anything like that?
Oh, they want the Xbox 360.
I want that Xbox 360, yeah. Man. Did you see that?
Yeah, dude, I've been on lists and trying to find it. And,
you know what you should do? You should author a butt-naked sex game, but Xbox 360 style.
Oh, we'll do it. No.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you're onto something here. No, just do a sort of name that STD thing.
Yeah, but show them how to get them, though. Show them how to get them.
Was I abused? That'll be the name of the game.
Yeah, was I abused? That's right.
You have an ER set up. You run through the ER.
Vaginitis.
I like this. If anybody works for Microsoft, give me a call.
Yes, we got some stuff. But it's got to be action-packed. It's got to be people.
Oh, don't worry. And, I got some ideas.
You know, it's
got
to be some throwdown.
I
you
got
know,
some.
Throwing lightning bolts, too. And you got to turbocharge them.
You do some of the voices? Why don't you do some of the voices for me?
Some of the voices, man, please. I want to be a character in that bad boy.
Okay, all right, done. Brooke, 20, come on.
Yes, hi. I actually have a quick question. You guys were talking earlier about that girl who had orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I know this is going to sound crazy, but bear with me. Actually, I was wondering, when a girl has an orgasm, you were asking him, did she ejaculate? Like, do girls actually come? Because I've never had anything like that.
It's a talent that few do.
Uh-huh.
And when they do it, runs a spectrum. Some of them do it without an orgasm. Some of them do it only with a big orgasm. Some can't tell when they're doing it. It's all over the place. It's usually just sort of glandular fluid down there that gets released with the muscle.
Okay, because I'll say that sometimes just to make my boyfriend feel special.
What?
I'll be like, I'm coming, whatever. But then I'm like, wait, I actually never really have. But do girls actually,
Wait. You've never had an orgasm.
I know, but I don't know.
Wait a minute. Just answer the question.
Orgasm is separate
honestly, swear to God, I am not sure.
No, you haven't had one.
You've not had one.
I get it feels good, but I never...
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I know. That's good, but
you've
that's
not
an orgasm.
That's not...
Yeah,
it will happen.
Let me put it like this.
Have you ever broken a bone?
Okay, come on, no.
No, have you ever broken your leg, thumb?
No.
No? You never did that. Have you ever had a cold?
Yes.
You know you had a cold, right?
Okay, I see what you're getting at.
No, you know you had a cold, right? But do you walk around going, I think I had a cold? I don't really know. Like, I felt kind of bad, but was that a cold? I don't know. Is it a cold, Dr. Drew? I don't know. You'll know.
There will be no doubt when you have this. You will not have fluid come out. You will have an orgasm.
That's right. The fluid is not what does it.
No, the fluid has nothing to do. It's a separate issue.
That's right.
You may want to sort of experiment with in the shower, the tub,
Absolutely.
The water is a good way to do it. Uh-huh. Jacuzzi jets. Yeah,
jacuzzi.
Okay, but this stuff. Oh, so that's like how to get an orgasm,
how
to get it.
You're not going to be able to do it with a guy. You're not going to have it during intercourse. It's going to be during oral sex.
Right. First of all, here's what I think.
What?
Most women,
you have to find your own level.
Women do not have an orgasm with intercourse. They have it only with oral sex or some sort of direct stimulation.
Oh, wow. That's about 60%
of women.
With this?
And that will definitely be you, Brooke, because the women that have orgasms later are the ones that are definitely in that category.
Usually women, if you can make yourself have an orgasm, you're on the first pass. Because if you can't make yourself have an orgasm, you can't expect
that's
someone else to come in and
exactly.
Unless it's me. Davey G, banana ding dong. What's going on down there? Blada, 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 blada. What's going on down there? Blada, 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 blada. Well, should we stop? Should we stop? Blada, 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 blada. No, that's not going to happen.
Wait, then.
There we go.
That completes the cycle.
But make yourself get there first and then bring along the others.
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
Many women don't begin having orgasms until about the age of 18 to 22, and so you're in that category.
Yeah,
okay?
It totally feels great, but I'm never like, wow, this is amazing.
You'll have it. Talk to girlfriends that have it with oral sex. Maybe they can help you out get there, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, guys.
Okay, good luck.
Bye.
And then we'll talk to a different biology on that spectrum. This is Julie, who's 24.
Hi.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your question?
My question is, I guess there's a theme tonight about female ejaculation. When I have sex, totally love it. I do have orgasms, absolutely. However, there's been a few times when I'm having sex with a guy, and it definitely gets really wet down there. And
nothing wrong with that.
I know, but see, the problem is that
I'm not sure sometimes whether it's actually ejaculation or if it's that, like, I accidentally pee. And I don't know. Like, it feels, and I'm embarrassed by it because I don't.
Why would you be embarrassed by it?
I will tell you, Julie, most women that have female ejaculation feel ashamed and embarrassed. It's a strange reaction they have. And before we started talking about it at Loveline, women just would not talk about it.
Well, Dr. Drew, I read a statistic that said 30% of women, young women in America, are afraid to have an orgasm for fear that they will fart.
Well, farting. There's a fear.
Now, let me tell you something. Yeah. This is the difference between men and women. If you told a man
that he would
projectile defecate for 12 hours straight out of every orifice in his body, what would we say?
What's the problem? If you told him, he would explode.
Exactly. I've talked about that on stage. If you told, literally, his testicles would explode, we would say, what's the problem? Are they going to grow back or what? Because I got to get there. Yeah, you just please. Everything is fine. Has a guy ever stopped and said, what is this?
He hasn't stopped, but, like, afterwards, it's like, did you pee? Or, like, what happened?
Here's what's going on in the guy's mind is like, oh, I did this? Awesome.
The first time that ever happened to me is I was freaked up. My reaction was her reaction.
You broke her open.
Yeah, I just didn't know. It was like someone poured a bucket of water on me or something. Yeah. I was like, what is this? You know what? It's all good. Your reaction should be, this is for you. I have never, you made me
right,
do
and the
this.
Guy goes over the top for
you
that.
You are that incredible.
Yes.
Make it all positive,
there you
and
go.
It will be positive. But if you sit there going, I don't know, like, you're pounding me and this icky stuff came out. I'm grossed out, too. Ew! Yeah, well, that's not a good recipe.
It's usually not urine, because the urinary incontinence usually happens to women that have had babies, and that is a large volume. Really? I've had patients put down tarps on the bed and the floor.
Really?
Yes, and this stuff just streams off because bladder holds, you know, some couple cups a liter
right,
of fluid.
Let's move on, shall we?
All right, Julie, thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
Good luck with that, Julie.
All righty.
Julie's a good American name. Julie!
How about
Ashley?
We're
going to need you to strap that bomb on and go in there and blow something up, Julie.
How about Ashley?
Ashley's
hi.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. So I get a lot of bladder infections almost every time I have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do, like any medication there is to take to kind of prevent it or make it easier.
Avoid direct trauma. You know what I'm saying?
Direct trauma?
Like something pushing directly under your urethra. Like don't do things too, don't do the way you like it.
Too vigorously.
Vigorous, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
take it easy.
You don't want to just grab them by the hair.
Right. You don't want to
just
push directly on that area if you can avoid it.
Okay.
So that's
a positive?
Yes,
it's too rough?
Too direct a pressure.
So she doesn't want to go out Kobe style.
And antibiotics. Some women have to take antibiotics all the time to prevent this, or at least every time you have sex. There's a couple ways to do it. One is a sulfa medication that's typically what they do. There's one called macrodantin. And if you have more resistant bugs, they might have you take some Cipro or Levaquin each time you have sex.
Is this with one partner or with any partner? Are you sleeping with more than one person? What's up?
No, I have a boyfriend, but this is ever since I started having sex, I've been getting bladder infections.
But the same guy or different guys?
It's been different guys, but right now it's the same guy.
So they both shouldn't be treated, or should they?
No, this is her urethra getting bacteria pushed up it, basically. And you ought to talk to you ought to see a gynecologist and ask whether or not you should see a urologist. That's sort of how that goes. This is Jessica, 23.
Yeah, hi. Hi, doctor. I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm with this guy that we've been together for 3 years, and, you know, we have a son that's 2 years old. So everybody thinks of us as a married couple or whatever. But see, you know, I have a problem, I guess. I don't know. I cuss at him too much, and I was wondering, if there's any way I could just stop it or anything that I should do or say to myself to make myself stop cussing at him so much, because it gets really, really bad. I mean, we've gotten in so many fights, and, like, because of my big mouth, you know, I just go off on him, and I just cuss at him so much, and, you know, I try not to cuss in front of our son.
Look, it's not the cussing, Jessica. It's the hostility and the aggression.
I was going to say, is it the language or is it your anger? It sounds to me more like you're saying you have a problem with anger.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking you. I mean, you can use profanity and not be angry. You can use profanity and be happy.
Yeah.
Excited.
Or I've guys in Brooklyn use profanity as sort of punctuation,
exactly.
Commas.
But you're saying that when you use profanity, you are really angry. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not really. It's just out of nowhere. I just end up saying,
on the radio,
that
Jessica.
That is abusive.
Way
How
to go.
How dare you? I'm hurt. I feel
on
hurt.
On the radio, Jessica.
I feel hurt. That didn't go over the air, so it did.
Well, he's taking it off right now.
There we go. That's good. She said she had a problem. We're trying to help her.
She does have a problem. I think she has Tourette's because she blasted out a big F-bomb right here on the air. But be that as it may, look, Jessica.
I'm still confused.
Were you physically abused? Were you physically abused growing up? Somebody hit you?
My mother, I guess, she used to treat me really bad, but
yeah.
I don't know if that has anything.
Would she use language like that with you?
Yeah, she used to when I was a little girl.
Yeah.
But how did it make you feel when she used that language?
Well, bad, it just kind of it used to make me feel bad, but
have you had boyfriends that treated you like that?
Not really. I've had boyfriends before, and I'd never used this kind of language with
No, them. But have you had boyfriends that flipped it around and treated you like your mom?
Not a lot.
Well, wait a minute, Dr. Drew. Now, you just said that you've had other boyfriends that you didn't treat this way. Now, let me ask you something. Is this the first man that you've been with? You're still young. You said you're 23. This is the first person you've been with that you've been this verbally abusive with?
Yeah.
And let me make a prediction. This is the nicest guy she's been with.
You think so?
Is that not the case?
No, but he's cheated on me before, and
I understand. But is he not the sort of very, very nice compared to the other guys?
Well, yeah, but he also cusses back at me,
All right. Well, here's the deal. When you've been in those sorts of chaotic, abusive family systems.
She called us originally. She said she feels she has a problem.
And here's the deal.
And the problem is she can't listen.
No, and she either becomes the abuser or the abusee or flips back and forth. She's stuck in this cycle of abuse. Mm-hmm. And this is where domestic violence comes from. And this needs to be treated, Jessica. Right, this is gonna unravel. One of these days, you're going to be involved with a guy that's not so nice, and it's going to really be very serious. This
Follow
one,
your
I,
instinct. She called. You called in because you said you think you have a problem. You do have a problem. You need to get treatment.
You
right?
need to go talk to somebody. Yeah. Go talk to women that are abuse survivors. There are counseling centers out there.
Let me ask you something, though, Dr. Drew. Isn't there a pill you were saying before off the air? It's the cursing pill? The F-bomb pill you can take, and it takes the F-bomb out. Only thing is, every other curse word goes through. Didn't you tell me there's no pill?
Every other one besides F?
Yeah. There's no medication that just, hi, Dr. Drew. Gee, I'm teed off at you, Mr. Meanie Pants. It takes all the anger out. There's
you can't take the, what are the ones that, the GD, you can't get rid of that one.
Okay, all right.
But the F and BS one will come out.
Okay.
That will come out with a little anti-seizure medication.
Okay, right. Yeah, get some, not medication, get some treatment.
That's F and BS is the one that
there
specifically.
There's a lot of BS in here. I'm kidding. A little jokey.
I miss you. I miss two things tonight, David. Geez, but we're gonna take a break
I'm
now.
Not a machine. I'm gonna be.
But
here
I'm just.
All week.
You're gonna be here all week, okay. And I appreciate that. But I want to hear some cheers, and I want to hear some more songs.
I don't have any new cheers.
I'm just
my friend.
I'm just
I
saying.
Don't.
I may need to hear some old ones, or maybe trigger.
No new cheers, brother. And I tried to clean those up for the radio.
See my finger. See my thumb. We got the ball. You better run. S-O-C-K-I-T. Sock it to me. Baby, be my head. I'm the jack from left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tag, don't take,
don't die.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, baby. We gonna win. That's the cheer.
See, I did the other version. Yes.
I didn't hear it.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Well, we got to go. Yeah.
I have to edit in my head before.
Why?
I don't want to get
you mean you had,
it's
you
all
has,
foul.
You have cheers at your high school that were foul?
Let's start something. Y'all won the game. Now you think you're hot. But we'll win the fight in the parking lot. That's kind of stuff. Take off your knit. Hey, let's start something. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah. That's what I want to hear. Man.
Okay.
A lot more than that.
It's on the roof. Hey, 100 proof. Hey, it's on the table. The black label. It's on my arm. Hey, the bones farm. Hey, it's in the sky. Hey, the valley high. Hey, it's on the float. The black crow. All this stuff. It was a catalog.
Oh, just
liquors.
Like that. Just like that. Well, yeah, catalog yeah. Those. Those. Yeah, like those. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number, and we'll be right back.
Gefühl pur. Die Love Line.
Loveline.
Weeks of Dag coming up. David
Allen
Greer.
That's right, baby. I'm not leaving.
A week of Dag.
And I'm telling you, Dr. Drew, I'm not going. I'm going to heal babies till they're all healed up and they won't call acting a damn fool no more. Whoa, whoa,
we're going to talk to Laura so David stops the Ethel Merman. Laura, 23.
How dare you. Laura?
I'm sorry. Did I hear Ethel Merman?
That was her.
Ethel Merman!
Channeling her.
That's right, honey. How are you, darling?
Oh, David, hi.
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm great.
What's the problem?
Oh, I don't have a problem. I just wanted to say hello and that I was a contestant on Random Acts of Comedy.
I want to apologize because the producers repeatedly told me, they said, David, the contestants are afraid of you.
Really?
It was a game show when they would answer the wrong question. I'd be like, you stupid. You stupid. You don't know the answer. You would go like, cut. You can't say
that. Oh, you want to say to me because I rocked the other
Hey, well, while we have you on the phone, let me ask you some questions. Yes. Do you ejaculate when you achieve orgasm?
No, I do not.
Was that one of the questions on the game show?
No, unfortunately not. Oh. Do you have, are you able to achieve multiple orgasms?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, there you go. Is it like constant or is it just one after?
No, it's just, I think it's similar to a guy. Like, I just have to rest.
That's beautiful. That's
you know?
Beautiful.
Yeah, and start again.
Right. Yes, yes, yes,
nap
ma'am.
Nap time. Then you come up.
Yeah, so she's, nap time.
And do you have it primarily with oral that's sex beautiful. Or intercourse?
Only oral.
That's, there you go.
That's great. And that's
good times.
I really like hand jobs.
Oh, interesting.
You like really when the guy does that to you?
Yeah. I love it.
Now, that's just interesting. Why? Why? Tell us about that.
I don't know. I don't know. I like both. But
are you able to express that to the guy you're with?
Yeah.
Is it because you have more intense orgasm that way?
Because why?
Your orgasm is more intense that way?
It is, yeah.
That's nice. Interesting. Well, you know, because somebody else is doing it. Making you the bad,
that's
dirty
a little tricky
little
too. It's a,
you are.
But it's a tiny little
you know,
area.
I know, but you can learn. You got to practice, right?
What's that, Laura?
I think it's easier than oral. I mean, I don't know, but it seems easier.
That's nice. You know, honey, if I didn't have a girlfriend, I would take you, bend you over a chair and have dirty things. I'd make you do what I wanted you to do.
Oh, that's so...
And you'd be a winner.
Romantic.
You'd be a winner.
Sweet.
That's after dinner. That's after church. I'm not just going to come in there and like, freeze! Get your droll down. No, I'm not going to Kobe you, baby. I'm gonna take you out to dinner.
Kobe. Oh, my God.
I'm not ripping flesh with my manhood. Oh, my. Well, anyway, it's a wonderful to talk to you again, my dear. Hopefully we'll see you soon in your many endeavors, and I'm glad you rocked the house.
Yeah.
All right, Laura,
bye
thanks.
Bye, honey.
Bye bye. Forrest, 18.
I'm
that's
reaching
good.
People.
You're helping me.
Hey, Forrest, are there a lot of trees where you live? Look out!
Oregon.
You hear what I said? I said trees because his name is Forrest. Good stuff.
Yeah, I get it. Okie dokie then.
Wow.
He's laughing. Okay, he's laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, Forrest.
But it's time to be serious now.
Okay, let's bring it down. Bring it down a thousand, Drew.
Well, it's
Forrest,
it's
you're next. What's going on?
It's kind of an embarrassing problem. I have a hard time talking about it, but...
That means this is bogus. But yeah. Go ahead
well,
and do
no,
it anyway.
Not necessarily. We'll see. No. What is the problem?
Forrest, you know the universal bogosity rules.
No, I don't.
All right, what's your question?
Go ahead and ask the question.
Okay, well, the thing is, I'll start from the beginning. For a long time... I wasn't sure if I was straight or gay because, you know, I would be, like, attracted to women and then, like, I would watch gay porno to see, you know, if I was gay.
No, no. Why? What would make you want to watch gay porno?
Well, first of all, it had a funny name. It was Men in Black Men, and I liked Men in Black.
See how bogus this is?
Did you write this? This is really bad.
What?
Well, go ahead. Finish it up.
Okay, well, then I realized that I could really only get excited by asphyxiating small animals.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. There's got to be a through line.
at the end. You know, like a Bukkake.
Well, he hit Men in Black, black men, animals.
Yeah.
And okay, so and after the asphyxiation, what do you do? What do you do then?
Well, I don't really know what to do with the animals. I usually just like bury them.
And then what do you do?
What's the next feature
Forrest,
of your story?
Forrest, let me tell you something. We have 10 minutes to save some babies, and you're blocking my flow. Come on, get to the point.
The universal rule is when we call it bogus, you're required to admit it.
Just get to the point, man. What is it?
Okay, well, I need to know how to stop because I'm feeling bad for killing all these animals, and I don't know.
Just stop. Don't kill anything
you
don't eat.
You're a horrible actor.
Next caller.
That was a horrible actor.
I just saw Morgan Freeman on 60 Minutes, a marvelous actor. He would never perpetrate like that.
No.
Man is flawless. You know what he said you do with racism? Stop talking about it. That's what will
put it away.
Yeah, that's what will end racism. Next caller.
Val, beautiful. 24.
Beautiful.
Do you like
Hi.
Morgan Freeman?
Oh, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Val.
Hello, how are you, Val?
I'm great. I have a question for you, Dr. Drew.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been seeing this guy for about 7 months, and I'm 24, he's 39. We have a really good time together. You know, we have fun, and, you know, we go out and do all the normal things like we're dating. But I know for a fact that he's seen other people while we've been dating.
I've been
pretty faithful. I mean, not pretty faithful. I've been faithful, and I haven't seen anybody
But he's been straight with you. Not faithful.
Hold on. What kind of relationship is it? Let her get to the question, Mr. Budinsky.
I'm just saying. She called it.
Let's let her finish. Go ahead, honey.
Well, he used to say, you know, that not necessarily that he loved me, but he wanted to be with me.
Jeez, what is the point? Get to the point. What is your question?
I don't know what to do. I want to take it to the next level, but I don't think he's there.
Here's what you do. The next time you see him, you say, I only want to date you. I only want to date you. I want to be in a committed, monogamous relationship. Is that what you want? Because this is what I need from this point forward.
No. Not is that what you want. Is that where we're going? Is that a possibility?
Are we working for the same thing?
Yeah.
But you got to stick to your guns. You just have to put it there and say, look, this is what I want. If you're not on the same page with me, then I need to let you go and go find that person.
And realize, be very careful. This guy could be the kind of a-hole that would say, oh, we're heading in that direction just to keep you in the limbo you're in because he likes having sex with you.
She'll find out.
I'm just saying, just be prepared that you use your instincts on this. If you think he's BS and you get out. But okay. if you think he's ready to, you know, really ready to move along, move this up,
right.
And hopefully, God willing, he'll be somewhat honest with you and tell you what he's doing. But this kind of thing usually doesn't move along. There's a reason.
It could. The point is this. The point is this. A lot of girls mostly think that they never really have that talk.
I know.
Kind of feels like it's going there.
Because they're afraid of what the guy is going to say, which
is,
but
then they're going, but I thought because it felt like, have to say plainly.
Guys will tell you.
You have to say plainly, like, you know, my girlfriend, she says, you know, we're not picking up hookers anymore. And I'm like, what is this? We're going in a different direction,
I'm
going to
console David Ongrier during the break. And
I had to accept that, Dr. Drew, because, you know, I was just saying, you know, you just throw this on me. There's a hooker here now. What are we going to do?
We'll be right back.
What are we going to do? Because I like hookers. I like whores.
If you need help,
call Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
David Ongrier, I had such a good time tonight.
You were a brilliant breath of fresh air.
How about you come back tomorrow night?
I only have one thing to say. I would love to.
Oh, that is, I am so glad.
I cannot wait
till tomorrow night. Can't wait the 22 hours to get back on here, get on the air with you.
You know what? Let's not go off. Next caller!
All right, until then, it'll be Dr. Drew
Next
and Dad
caller.
Tomorrow night saying good night and stay well.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.